This is Twit.
And now I think it's time to talk something about Paul and I have really had been a little bit of a bête noire for us, is the lack of a USB-C power supply on our surfaces.
Yeah, let me reverse these two related stories, because there was the news story this week. There were Microsoft, I guess, told The Verge that they were going to release the long-awaited, for some reason, Surface USB-C dongle, right?
Yep.
And what do we know about that? Anything? It's $80. Businesses
get it first as of this Friday. We don't know when consumers are going to get it. We don't know if it's going to be at retail.
So, but the question with this thing for me is, what is the point of this? Like, looks like a Surface power supply, so it's got a brick. The brick has a USB-C port in it. It's not Thunderbolt 3.
Right.
The other end is a cable with a Surface Connect fin on it, if you will, a Surface Connect connector. You know, that magnetic thing that slides into the Surface Connect power port on a Surface PC. Mm-hmm. So why would anyone need this or want this, right? I don't know. I can't think of any good reasons. Like, if you wanted to go from your Surface device to a USB-C peripheral of some kind, you could use a $10 off-the-shelf USB-A to USB-C dongle. Plug it into a USB port and be fine. You're not getting Thunderbolt speed, so there's not like there's some advantage to this thing. I guess you could, if you had a powerful enough USB-C charger, you could plug that into the box. But then you've got this extra complicated thing now where there are three pieces instead of two, where you have the USB-C dongle, you have the USB-C cable, and then you have whatever power plug for that USB-C cable.
Yep.
I don't quite understand what the point is. It also appears to only work with the Surface Laptop and the latest Surface Pro.
Right. It does.
I don't get it, you know, basically.
Yeah. I mean, is it just for a checkbox? Like, to just say, do you have USB-C? Well, you can connect it to USB-C peripheral. Sure. But we have it. Hmm. I don't know.
It seems pointless to me. I mean, I phasing in USB-C as a port on new devices is fine. They did that with Surface Book 2. Also not Thunderbolt 3, though.
Right.
But at least it's there for video out and for USB-C peripheral connectivity. And you can actually charge over it. It's a little slower than using a normal charger, but it does work.
Yeah.
But it was this thing, this news story, this resurfacing, if you will, of this peripheral, that made me rethink, of course, as it would, about the USB-C Thunderbolt controversy with Surface. Why don't they just adopt this thing? And I keep thinking with each subsequent generation of Surface PCs that we're going to, there'll be some, it might take a period of time, but there'll be a transition where they'll go from Surface Connect, which is USB based, and they will transition to Thunderbolt 3 over USB-C like the rest of the industry. But it occurred to me this triggered this thought, Surface Connect, which is the connector you see on this dongle, of course, is USB based. Like I said, I wrote in an article that it was USB 3 exactly. It's not exactly USB 3, but it's USB based. It has the same basic limitations of USB from a performance perspective, meaning for display purposes, you can drive two external displays, but if they're 4K displays, they can't run at 60 hertz. You can only drive one 60 hertz external display. This is kind of a minor point for most people, but Thunderbolt 3 also has better transfer rates for data, and so those peripherals can be a lot faster.
Mm. I think the reason they say they don't or haven't, at least one reason, is backward compatibility. And they put out a statement like ages ago saying, don't worry, we're never going to back away from the Surface Connect port. So if you can buy things that use it and you can have cases made, that take advantage of it, and you don't have to worry.
So this factors into my new theory. That's interesting that you said that. Companies that provide PCs to the enterprise, Dell, HP, Lenovo, one of the guarantees that they make to the companies who are their customers is that if you buy into a platform, whatever it might be, that the peripherals, the expansion devices, the batteries in the old days when you used to have batteries that would slide out instead of DVD drives and so forth, will remain compatible with future versions of these devices for some period of time, usually 7 to 10 years. Microsoft has a rich history of 10-year support cycles on enterprise products. And you could imagine that for Microsoft, the importance of the enterprise and of businesses to the Surface line is very strong, and that they want to have that same kind of guarantee. And I understand that. And actually, that's a legit concern. If you think about that from a consumer perspective, the thought that some future generation of Surface PC will have a power supply that is not compatible with the power supply you have on your previous computer is nonsense. Mm. There's no reason for that kind of backward compatibility, especially when it hampers performance in the future. But for businesses, that actually makes sense.
Yeah.
So here's my thought, and I'm curious what you guys think about this. I think they are going to add Thunderbolt 3 capabilities to future Surface PCs, but they're not necessarily going to do it via a USB-C port, although, by the way, they could do that as well. I think what they're going to do is rev the Surface Connect port
and
connector to support Thunderbolt 3 capabilities. And that in order to make this work, you could have, if you kind of imagine what goes off of this thing, there really aren't that many things. Mm. Power cables and power, you know, adapters, and the Surface dock. So there could be a third generation Surface dock. It could look identical to the new one, I guess. The fin might be a little different. If you plug it into a new device, it will support Thunderbolt 3, 60 hertz, 4K, two displays. Plug it into a Surface Book 1, Surface Book 2, whatever legacy device, it will just work like it used to, like USB. Mm.
So when I was writing about tips I had gotten on the next versions, the revved versions of Surface Laptop and Surface Pro 5, you know, the current one, I keep hearing they're going to have Surface Connect still. But I also heard they could get a USB-C port.
But I mean, they did it on
Surface
won't
be
Book.
Like you're saying, it probably won't be Thunderbolt, right?
Well, they could do that, right? In other words, there's two ways this could go. There's no way they can ignore this.
No.
They could do Thunderbolt 3 over USB-C like everyone else, but retain the Surface Connect for backward compatibility. There's no reason there's no reason not to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if they're not going to make Surface Connect more powerful, and there's good reason to do it. Brad and I was talking to Brad about this, and he pointed out to me that if you think about how Surface Book is architected, the screen has the chip in it.
Right.
It has the RAM and it has the storage. When you plug it into the base, it connects it to the DGPU and to the USB expansion.
Mm-hmm.
That thing, that's a Surface Connect port as well. So it's the bandwidth there is limited to the power of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
If they advance the platform so that thing is Thunderbolt 3, you know, or that same capabilities, that would enable much more powerful bases, right? And I think that's one of the current little limitations of Surface Book 2 is you can only do so much with that because you can only drive so much bandwidth over that connection.
Yeah. I think you have an interesting theory.
I'm not a hardware guy, and people can probably poke holes in this theory, but I've been really kind of down on Microsoft for not supporting this. And they always talk about, well, there are certain cables and plugs that, you know, fry PCs and do things like this. But I point at HP and Dell and Lenovo. They've solved this. Yeah. They've solved this. Yeah.
I have to say, I'm not going to buy a laptop that doesn't have not only USB-C, but USB-C charging. Because it's just the way it is now.
Mm.
Welcome to the modern world. USB-C has been a failure in so many ways. That Type 3 connector is weird. You can't tell anything from it. You don't know if it's data, video, charging, all three, none. So it is a failure, but that doesn't mean we need a new one to replace it.
Mm-hmm.
And a proprietary Microsoft charging solution is just old school. Nobody does. I mean, not nobody, but fewer and fewer people are doing that.
It's basically, once you get past a certain price range, it is nobody. You know, you can still find, I just reviewed a Lenovo Flex 6 laptop. It actually still has a little barrel power plug. That's actually kind of uncommon these days.
Yeah, it's getting more so.
The computer starts at $475,
right?
That's why.
You could
charge it over USB.
Oh, look at that. See, that's something you don't get with almond milk.
Yeah, just
taste.
Good taste.
This is the USB-C of creamers.
Yes.